Good morning, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter Valley Highway Patrol yesterday stopped a car on Wallumbye Road in Cessnock after recognising the driver. A 30-year-old man was behind the wheel from Maitland who had been disqualified after being suspended six times in the past few months. As a result of the previous offences, he had attended Cessnock Local Court on January 19 and had been disqualified from driving for 6 months. The Highway Patrol officers arrested the driver and took him back to Cessnock Police Station, where he was charged for driving whilst disqualified and had bail conditions imposed on him. Australia Day ceremonies were held right throughout the Hunter yesterday by the three LGA councils to recognise members of the community who have served the region well and to award them with the Citizen of the Year for each region. In Singleton, the award went to Warren Taggart, who is well regarded for his work to preserve and share the rich history and culture of the Wanneroo people. In Muswellbrook, the award was received by Brian Collard, while for the Upper Hunter Shire, the overall Citizen of the Year award went to John Brooks, who is currently chairperson for Scone Legacy Group. He's also been a business owner in the past and involved with the Westpac Helicopter Support Committee. A police operation launched for Australia Day has concluded with police commending the behaviour of crowds at Australia Day events right across the state and throughout regional New South Wales. Operation Australia Day 2022 was launched for Australia Day to help protect those doing the right thing in celebrations and to find those who weren't. It involved general duties officers assisted by specialist police to ensure a safe and secure environment for all the communities. During the high-visibility policing operation, 41 people were arrested. Police laid 67 charges for a range of offences, including offensive behaviour, assaulting police, resisting arrest, malicious damage and drug-related charges. Operation Commander Assistant Commissioner Peter Cotter, APM, said the majority of people were well-behaved and enjoyed their celebrations safely and responsibly. With near-perfect weather conditions and crowds enjoying festivities today, the vast majority celebrated safely, which made for a family-friendly day, the Assistant Commissioner went on to say. Time for a look at our sport. While the Hunter hasn't seen much action when it comes to the Newcastle Jets, with the men's side having six games postponed and the women's team also having games postponed due to COVID outbreaks, both are looking forward to getting their season back on track and onto the pitch this weekend. Sunday afternoon, barring any COVID cases, the Hunter can expect to see both teams back in action in a doubleheader at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Jets women's team will start the action in the afternoon just after 4 p.m. when they take on Canberra United, and then the men will kick off from 6:45 when they take on Adelaide. The Jets showed promise before postponements, with a win, two draws and two narrow losses from their five games. This will be a testing time for the Jets with the start of a torrid time as they are set to play 21 times in the next 3 months. I'm Peter Holland, you're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.